In my previous lesson, Paul had just been let down by the wall in a basket by the disciples at Damascus. His preaching stirred up the people, and they sought to kill him. So they let him down by the wall, even in the night time. That was written in Acts chapter 9. Can you believe that? His very first attempt at preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, he ticked the people off, made them so angry they wanted to kill him. Of course, that seemed to be Paul's MO. Almost every town he went to, he stirred up trouble, had to leave, sometimes in the middle of the night. Paul did not have an easy life preaching this gospel, but Jesus said he would show him the things that he must suffer for his name's sake. And then in verse 26 of chapter 9, tells us that Saul had come to Jerusalem, and he wanted to join himself to the disciples, but they were afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas, I like this Barnabas, as you will find out as we go along in this lesson, that Barnabas is a good person to have as a friend. Verse 27 says, "But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how that he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how that Paul had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus." On the testimony and recommendation of Barnabas, the apostles accepted him, and he was with them, coming in and going out at Jerusalem. And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and disputed among the Greek-speaking Jews, but they went about to slay him, which when the brothers knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. What the disciples in Jerusalem did when he was being threatened and his life was in danger, they took him to Caesarea and then sent him on back home in Tarsus. And that's the last recorded time that we know of Paul until about 4 years later in chapter 11. And in chapter 11, verse 19, we read these words. "Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephens traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they had come to Antioch, spake unto the Greek-speaking Jews, preaching the Lord Jesus." Oh, hallelujah. When Paul consented to the death of Stephens, what he didn't know was that he was starting an evangelistic crusade, because those men who feared for their lives after Paul had put Stephen to death, they went to Phoenicia, to Cyprus, which is a Mediterranean island, and to Antioch. And there they preached the gospel to the Jews, Jews only. Some of them were men of Cyrene. Cyrene is a city in northern Africa, which when they were come to Antioch, spake to the Greek-speaking Jews, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says that the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Oh, they were having some church in Antioch. And when the tidings of these things came to the ears of the apostles in Jerusalem, they sent Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch. There's that man Barnabas again, who when he came and seen the grace of God, he was happy, and he exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they should cleave unto the Lord. And verse 24 says, "For he was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and many people were added to the Lord." And then verse 25 tells us, Then departed Partimus to Tarsus for to seek Paul. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.